From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Barack Obama said today with an estimated 3.6 million people losing their jobs since the start of the current recession, there is no time to waste in getting an economic stimulus plan through Congress. The president's remarks coming as Senate lawmakers continue debate on his more than $900 billion economic stimulus bill. Mr. Obama also said now is not the time to get caught up in political posturing.
It is inexcusable and irresponsible for any of us to get bogged down in distraction, delay, or politics as usual, while millions of Americans are being put out of work.
Obama admitted the stimulus bill is not perfect, but said it's absolutely necessary. Senate Democrats have expressed optimism about the prospects for the package, with both sides working to trim the measure with an eye towards passing it later today. Labor Department said today unemployment jumped to 7.6% in January. That's worse than many economists had anticipated. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
January logged the biggest one-month job loss in 34 years. With unemployment rising for over a year now, there are an estimated 11.6 million people out of work. But the figure is worse if you take a broader look at the numbers. If part-time workers looking for more work are included, the unemployment rate is closer to 14%. Meanwhile, state unemployment benefits funds are starting to run low as the list of those needing assistance grows. Last week, a record 4.8 million people collected unemployment insurance. Most economists expect unemployment to reach 9% sometime this year, but it has already hit double digits in some parts of the country. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
A top Iranian official has welcomed the offer of the new U.S. administration for direct talks, but sharply criticized Washington for its past policies in the Middle East. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The Speaker of Iran's parliament, Ali Larijani, called the U.S. offer of direct talks and of sending an envoy to the Middle East to sound out countries in the region a positive sign and a golden opportunity for Washington. But he said it's not enough to ease the pain inflicted on Tehran through what he called decades of hostile and misguided American policies against his country. He said Washington must totally rethink its approach to Tehran for any chance of reconciliation. Larijani, who was formerly Iran's top nuclear negotiator, was speaking at the Munich Security Conference, an annual gathering of senior global leaders to discuss international security. U.S. Vice President Joseph Biden will address the conference on Saturday, an event being closely watched in Europe and elsewhere for clues as to how the new administration intends to engage with the world. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Munich.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 217 points today to end the week at 8,280. For the week, the Dow was up 3.5%. The Nasdaq rose 45 points. The S&P 500 gained 22 points today. This is NPR. Japanese automaker Toyota is expected to report its first annual loss since 1950 as a weak U.S. economy has sharply reduced demand for new cars and trucks. Toyota says it lost $1.8 billion for the 3 months ending in December, while the company reports its quarterly sales plunged by 28%. Toyota joins a string of companies that are now expecting to slide into the red for the year. The news comes even as Toyota has continued to boost its market share. The company last year overtook General Motors as the world's best-selling automaker. More than 200,000 California government employees were told not to come to work today as the state imposed its first ever furloughs to try and save money. More from NPR's Carrie Kahn.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger ordered most state workers to take 2 days off a month without pay to save the state $1.3 billion. The closure of state offices made residents like Mario De Paz upset. He couldn't get into the shuttered downtown L.A. Department of Motor Vehicles.
We are tax-paying customers, yes, sir. Yes, and we are come here to pay our taxes.
Yes, I understand.
How they provide us not to do it. And then
Lana Clark Braxton, a worker at the office, says she's used to dealing with upset customers, but this is tough.
We're just trying to inform the public that it's not our fault because there's no budget. You know, we are required to pay for the budget stalemate.
Lawmakers have been unable to close a $42 billion deficit. Without a budget, the state will begin issuing IOUs for tax refunds next week. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices moved lower at week's end. The near-month contract for benchmark-grade crude oil fell $1 a barrel today, ending the session at $40.17 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.